Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
It's 74011.
Your first and last name, please.
My name is Deborah Keys.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me, please, ma'am?
1812 West Englewood Street. And you say your name is Janessa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, let's see here. Looks like there was an order here for, you got two fitness trackers. It says a set of wireless earbuds and a lifetime warranty. That order was done on March the 12th.
Right.
It states here
okay.
that
let
the...
Me just, okay,
yes,
let
ma'am.
Me stop you there. It wasn't an order per se. I got an email to do a survey. And from that survey, I was supposed to choose one free gift. The free gift I chose was the one tracker. And when I started going through this process, these pages just kept popping up with no choice of canceling all these other offers that you all gave me. And so by the end of this survey, the four or $5.97 that I was supposed to pay for shipping wound up being $59 and some change. And since it was supposedly a Sam's Club survey, I called Sam's Club and they had no idea what I was talking about and informed me that it was a fraudulent email that I received. So from that point, I started trying to figure out who you guys were. Couldn't find anything on the internet, and the only way I got this phone number is I actually reported those charges because I was charged $59 compared to the $4.97 for the shipping of the free gift that I was supposed to get. So when I reported these charges as fraudulent charges, my debit card was canceled. And from that point, you got $5.97, you got $28 and some change and all that. You got all that money. And then when I realized that you all were still trying to debit my account, you got a $69 debit, and then you attempted to get a $46 or $49 debit, but by that time my card had been canceled. So I filed another claim. They told me to call you guys to see what was going on.
Okay, well, for one, I'm going to explain to you where those charges came from and what happened, but you have explained that there's a dispute. You disputed these charges. But let me explain. The total $59.88 on March the 12th. Okay, let's see here. It was $5.97, $4.97 shipping and handling for those two trackers. Then you had
I
know you said you only ordered one. I know. I'm just giving you the breakdown of these charges first.
Okay. All right.
And then there was a $19.95 for the warranty for both of those. And then there was the wireless earbuds, $28.99, which gave you that total of $59.88 on March the 12th. Okay.
Right.
Now, the charges that that tried to come through, one went through on the 28th. Now, those fitness trackers that you pay the small shipping and handling, the $4.97 and the $5.97. I know you only wanted one, so let's just say one. You wanted one, and they billed you the $5.97 for that. That was the shipping and handling to try it for a trial period of 14 days. It was not the price of that fitness tracker. So once the 14-day trial was over and you hadn't called in to cancel or send that fitness tracker back, then you
were
agreeing.
Well, I never received anything. First of all, you're saying it was for a trial period, so you all sent me something?
Yes, ma'am. It was shipped and delivered. I do have the tracking number. We shipped through the United States Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a tracking number here that was provided. It says that it was delivered in or at your mailbox at 1:49 p.m. on March 22nd.
Okay. I haven't received anything resembling a tracker or whatever it was you said you shipped. That's the reason why I'm still
It was wireless earbuds and two, like, smartwatches.
No. I'm out of town right now, but I'll check when I go back. There hadn't been anything delivered before I left. And
yes, ma'am. Well, I can give you the tracking number as well because, I mean, like I said, it ships through the United States Postal Service. So your local postal, you know, postman marked this as being, he delivered this to, you know, your address. So, like
okay.
I said, we put the tracking numbers on and you can track these yourself. The United States Postal Service, USPS.com, and it'll show you the same thing. It's showing us that they, it's showing that they delivered it to your mailbox on the 22nd.
Okay, so two of the tracking watches, you say?
Yes, ma'am. It should have been two fitness tracker watches and a pair of wireless earbuds.
Okay, and what's the tracking number?
That tracking number is 9200.
Okay.
1902.
Okay.
8077.
Okay.
4005.
Okay.
5640.
Okay.
50.
Okay. Can I read it back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 9200 1902 8077 4005 5640 50.
That's correct. And you can look that up on USPS.com.
Okay. So the fact that I did the survey, I only paid for shipping and handling for one of those trackers, supposedly.
Correct.
And you all shipped two of them along with some earbuds. And that's why you keep trying to debit my account for.
Okay.
This
no.
Idea.
Now, this is what they're trying to debit for, not for all of that stuff, only for the two fitness trackers, which I know you said you only ordered one, but that's what they've been trying to bill you for, the two fitness trackers. Everything else was paid for, the warranty paid for, the headphones, the wireless earbuds, those are paid for. But the
okay.
trackers where they were only shipping and handling $497 and $597, that is what they're attempting to bill you for to close out your account. They billed
okay,
you for
so,
one of them.
Okay. So basically they're saying that this was my free gift when actuality there was
it's
no
not.
Free gift.
Basically. It's saying you can try it for free, but it's really not free. You can try it for
okay,
free for 14
okay,
days.
That's fraudulent in itself for them
yes,
to
ma'am.
Say that. Okay, well, this can pose a problem here. So, you know, if I find that this was delivered to my neighbors or my address or wherever, I'll send this crap back. I haven't received anything, but that doesn't mean it wasn't delivered. So I don't know where we go from here, but that whole email was fraudulent, and you all have actually got $69 more of my money that I can't get back. Because the last time it was debited, my account was debited before they closed it for $69 and some change, and that's way more than the $497 for the shipping and handling that I agreed to.
Correct. That's the retail value of the fitness tracker.
Okay. Well, you all won't be getting that. So, and I want my money returned. So where do we go from here?
Well, man, we can't do anything here on our end because the first thing you stated once you called is that you had canceled your cards and you had disputed those charges because you didn't know where they had come from. So we can't do anything. Your bank, you have already disputed this, so this is with your bank.
Well, they told me, the bank, that my card company told me to call you guys is the reason why I'm calling. And I didn't even have a phone number until they gave me a number. I couldn't find you guys anywhere in on the internet or anywhere.
Well, ma'am, let's see. We sent you a couple of confirmation emails to the email address that you have on file. There was an email which should have had the customer support number in that email. There was an email sent to you on March the 12th when you originally placed the order. And there was an email
I got
sent.
The confirmation, but after I got all of this got started, and when I was going through this survey, and at the very end of it, instead of the $497 that I was told I was going to be charged for taking the survey, this was my free gift, and all this was shipping and handling. At the end of this survey, when it came out that I owed you all $59 and some change, that's when I took it upon myself to call Sam's Club, because that's supposedly who this email came from. And when I called Sam's Club, they told me that that was a fraudulent email, and that's how all of this stuff started rolling downhill. So, yeah, I did submit. It was a, it wasn't a good charge. I disputed it. Because Walmart or Sam's Club told me that no, and I gave them the order number. They said
because
they
it was a third
number.
Party. That's correct, and it also it stated that it was not Costco or Walmart itself. It is a third party.
No, not Walmart.
Ma'am, what's the name of your company?
Ma'am,
what's the name of your company?
Prime Fit.
Prime Fit.
Prime.
Yes.
Prime Fit.
No, Prime.
Prime Fit?
Prime, yes, Prime Fit.
All right, we'll just follow with a Better Business Bureau complaint.
That's fine. Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a great day.